In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, Existence of God, Episode 2, and Healing Through Poverty. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we discussed in our last program, yes, most certainly God does exist. God is all-powerful and has our eternal destiny in His hands. He has your eternal destiny in His hands. And He wants us all to be saved and to come to be with Him in perfect happiness for all eternity. Why would I not want to know Him, love Him, and serve Him? Can I provide thousands of reasons that point to the existence of God, such as nature, wherein it seems absurd to think that everything is an accident in regard to mankind, the world, and the universe in their astounding beauty, harmonization, and precision? Yes. Can I give you a personal assent and assurance by simply citing reasons and arguments for the existence of God? No, I can't. We can never come to an unshakable, living, confident, assured faith in God by our reason alone. Our intellect is too weak and limited. We are finite while God is infinite. I'm not saying that we should not apply our reason, but our reason, our intellect, must be perfected by grace. Yes, God exists. I believe. My prayer is that you believe too, and that if you don't, you soon will. Well, God has His ways of seeing to your good, and they are not our ways. See Isaiah 55:8. What a profound and liberating thing it is to come to know, love, and serve the one true God. God never imposes Himself. He offers Himself to us as the ultimate gift. We need only reach out and accept. You and I can only come to faith in God and act on it through the aid of something supernatural outside of ourselves. We can only come to this faith which is built on rock through the gift of grace, through the gift of faith from God's munificent hands. Everyone who comes to me and listens to my words and acts on them, I will show you what he is like. He is like the man who, when he built his house, dug and dug deep and laid the foundations on rock. When the river was in flood, it bore down on that house but could not shake it. It was so well built. Luke 6:47 to 49. Yes, faith is a gratuitous gift. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from you. It is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. We can only receive this gift if we exercise the gift of our free will to accept it. Therefore, if you happen to doubt the existence of God, and in good faith, you wish to at least acknowledge that it is possible that God may in fact exist, then I encourage you to simply open your heart, mind, and soul and ask God for this special grace of all graces, faith, exercising your free will to receive and accept this sublime gift of faith. I can assure you that if you do this, you will be granted the gift of faith, either immediately or eventually in God's perfect timing. Count on this. Praise be to God Most High for His inexpressible gifts and generosity. This aim is kept in my deepest prayers for you. When we believe in God, it opens the door for us to turn to Him for all that we need and to trust in Him. It is then that we receive the great gift of peace, which we all innately hunger for. Only God can give this genuine peace. Only God can truly heal us in the various dimensions of our person, including physical health, mind, soul, and spirit. But I will heal him and console him. I will comfort him to the full, both him and his afflicted fellows, bringing praise to their lips. Peace, peace to far and near, I will indeed heal him, says the Lord. Isaiah 57:8-19. God has all the power and is always using it for your good. He desires to comfort us, to comfort you, and to bring you genuine peace. God, our Father, wants to heal us. He wants to heal you in every conceivable way. When we turn to our all-powerful Father in heaven, He will always hear us, and He will answer every prayer for our good. Though sometimes, as with any good father, the answer will be no for our own good. But with His eye on our ultimate and supreme good, that of our eternal salvation, because when God says no to a prayer request, it is only because He has something much better in store for you. Well, I guess I can bring myself to thank you, Father, for the many times you said no when I used to pray to win the lottery. You know best. Thank you, Father, for your constant loving concern for me, for us, in every detail of our lives. Well, we now switch to healing through poverty, and I'll start out with one of my very favorite scripture passages, Matthew 6:25-34. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wild flowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will He not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat, or what are we to drink, or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil. End of quote. When my family and I were about to lose our home through foreclosure in 2007, a community of poor, clear nuns told us that they were praying to God. But they were praying that if we lost our house, we would receive a better one. That is exactly what happened. Though we are now renters, we are living in a home in the perfect location we would prefer, with parks, towns, stores, and recreation all within close walking distance. The house is perfect for our needs. You see, none of us really own anything here on earth anyway. We are redeemed strangers and sojourners on our way into the promised land of heaven. In eternity, as long as we exercise our free will to follow God's will and to love Him and our neighbor the best we can, though we will all fall short. And given we seek the mercy of Jesus. So, then, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the holy ones and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus Himself as the capstone. Ephesians 2:19 to 20. When we are poor in the things of the world, such as money, this is not an obstacle to holiness and happiness. As a matter of fact, Jesus highlights an example of a poor widow as a benchmark of generosity and trust that we are all called to emulate. See Luke 21, 1-4. When he looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for those others have made their offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." What did this widow hold on to? Nothing. She gave everything. She trusted God completely. Do you think God would ever let her down? Do you not think that God saw to this poor widow's needs her entire life and ultimately welcomed her into heaven? We will be right back.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition, with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We return to our discussion of healing through poverty. There's another type of poverty. You see, we are all weak and lacking everything good on our own. It is only by God's grace that we can be lifted out of this poverty and be enriched with the things of God, which will last through all eternity. When we recognize this poverty in ourselves, one could say that we have a right to the power and mercy of God to heal us and to use us for the good. We turn to Jesus and we are made rich in the many gifts he wants to shower upon us, shower upon you. In Jesus, our lives bear more fruit. But if we are full of ourselves and a false sense of self-sufficiency, there is no room for those graces. My grace is enough for you. My power is at its best in weakness. So I shall be very happy to make my weaknesses my special boast, so that the power of Christ may stay over me. And that is why I am quite content with my weaknesses and with insults, hardships, persecutions, and the agonies I go through for Christ's sake. For it is when I am weak that I am strong. 2 Corinthians 12, 9-10. God loves to use the weak people like me, perhaps weak people like you, to perform stupendous deeds. The weaker and poorer we are, the more God works through us. Those of us who suffer from serious and crushing adversities and crosses are blessed with an increased capacity to understand and to live this reality. It's really all about souls. God loves souls. He loves your soul. I'd like to share a story from my hero and mentor in heaven, Fulton J. Sheen, Venerable. This is from Through the Year with Fulton Sheen, page 196. It's entitled, How One Thief Was Caught. After I had been preaching on Good Friday at St. Patrick's one year, a woman came back to the main altar, her hair disheveled, a haunted look on her face, and cursed me violently. I said, Why did you come in here? She said, To steal purses. I said, Did you get any? No, she said, That second word of yours got me, the word to the good thief. Then she said, Why am I talking to you, you blankety blank? You'll just tell the cops. I said, Why did the cops want you? She pulled out clippings from the Los Angeles Times and FBI folders. Three of her conferees were in San Quentin, and the FBI was looking for her. I asked her if she'd ever been a Catholic, and she said yes, she had, up until the age of 14. So I heard her confession, and she became a daily communicant. But she was unable to work. I supported her for about 20 years until she died. Well, I was harboring a criminal, so after some time I said to her, I must make known to the FBI that I know about you. She agreed, and I told the FBI. I said, You're looking for a woman. Do we want her badly? They said. I said, Oh, yes. Her name is so-and-so. She's a daily communicant at St. Patrick's. They said, You have done far more for her than we or the prisons could have done. So, we're letting her go. So, this chance incident of coming into a church on Good Friday to steal purses made all the difference. May we all be good thieves and allow Jesus to steal our way into heaven. And, you know, we will not bring our money and possessions with us into eternity. We will all die poor and denuded, stripped of everything but our soul. But if we repent and die in God's always available good grace, we will be rich and we will gain life. We will die kings, royalty. Let me share another story from Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, from Treasure and Clay, his autobiography, the chapter Making Converts, page 277. The pastor told me that he was given a gift of $10,000 to build a shrine altar to Our Lady. I expressed amazement that there was $10,000 in the entire parish. He said, "Well, it was given to me by such and such a woman. My eye ran down that street, and it seemed that none of the houses could be sold for $10,000. I inquired where she could possibly have gotten the money. He said, "Her brother was a bank robber, and I think she probably was given this money and is now returning it to the church in reparation for his soul." I asked if he had ever tried to retrieve the robber, and he said he had not. That afternoon, I called on the woman and her brother. He sat in an armchair, a very handsome, benign old man with a full head of white hair. I said, "How long has it been since you have been to confession?" He said, 70 years. I said, "Would you not like to make your peace with God?" "No, that would be cowardice. Do you know my record? I have robbed banks and post offices to the tune of $250,000. I have spent over 30 years of my life in jail and have killed 2 men. Why should I now, at the end of my life, be a coward and ask God to forgive me?" "Well," I said, "let's see how brave you are tomorrow morning. I will come here to your door at 8 o'clock. I will not be alone. I will bring the good Lord with me in the Blessed Sacrament. I am sure that you will not turn us both away." When I returned in the morning, he opened the door. I heard his confession and gave him communion, which proved to be viaticum because he died the next day. He was not the first thief the Lord saved on his last day. But may we not be presumptuous and wait until the last day, because we may not be given this special gift of grace, but we are given it today. Today is all that we can count on. So open the door. Open the door to the good Lord Jesus. He's knocking. Don't turn him away. He loves you more than you can imagine, and he's come to redeem your soul. Well, if you're blessed with the great gift of being Catholic, today would be a great day to take advantage of the certain personal and infinite mercy awaiting for you in the sacrament of confession. I'm Jim Littleton, Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of forming faithful families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We return to our discussion of healing through poverty. I'd like to share a passage from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 11 through 14. This really resonated with me the other morning in my prayer, and it's apropos to the topic we're discussing. Your Heavenly Father truly has a future full of hope reserved for you. Quoting, "I know the plans I have in mind for you. It is Yahweh who speaks. Plans for peace, not disaster, reserving a future full of hope for you. Then when you call to me and come to plead with me, I will listen to you. When you seek me, you shall find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will let you find me. It is Yahweh who speaks. I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have dispersed you. It is Yahweh who speaks. I will bring you back to the place from which I exiled you." End of quote. True, we do not know every iota of God's plans for us, but one thing is certain, Yahweh has in mind for you plans for peace, not disaster. He has reserved a future full of hope for you. So let's not be afraid to call to Him, our Father, and plead with Him. And He will listen to us. He will listen to you. If you seek Him, you will most certainly find Him. Let's seek God, our Father, with all our heart, and He will let us find Him. He has spoken. He has assured us. He is waiting to restore our fortunes of grace, of being created in His own image and likeness, of being transformed into His Son, Jesus, our Lord, through Holy Communion and through the sacraments, through the beautiful sacrament of penance, known commonly as confession. Let's stay close to God in our prayer and the sacraments, and He will bring us back to the place from which He exiled us. He will bring us to Himself, to heaven for all eternity when we draw our last breath. May Jesus give us the grace to be His pourers in the world and for all eternity. Let's pour ourselves out in love for Jesus today. Let's pour ourselves out for someone whom God puts in our path today, especially when it's difficult to do. I'm certain you will be generous. Pray that I will be too. You are so good at heart, and why? Because God made you that way. You are His masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call us at 708-334-1988. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. 334-1988.